Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager with another revisionist report on this Monday morning, August 1st. We begin the week with a look at totalitarianism. It just worked out that way. I noticed that the news stories I chose to talk about all had that in common. They demonstrate that we live under extreme totalitarian governments. Even our debt talks in the U.S., does anyone know what they have agreed to? No, I have no idea, except they say we're going to save, we're going to cut so many millions in the next 10 years. So many trillions, I mean. But the fact that they came to an agreement makes everything well and good, and we just don't really need to know. But what I'm going to talk about today is a little different from that. It is further developments, to start with, further developments in Germany after the outrageous removal of all family members from the Hess family gravesite. This event, the obvious desecration of the dead, has really gotten to me. I think you can probably tell that. I'm still just upset as all get out over this, because just what it really means. Now, the thing is that there was a march on the town of Wunsiedel that was announced by the NPD for Saturday, July 30th, and it did take place. And I've, through a correspondent this morning, I finally found out what was published about it, because, you know, the big news media don't report things like this. Anything that has to do with the right wing, whether, you know, what they're doing or what the courts are doing to them or what the government, how much the government is harassing them, you don't hear much about that. You do hear, they do like to print stories about how dangerous the right wing is in Germany and how they're all neo-Nazis and how they have to be watched, and what should they come up with new laws against them? Should they outlaw them from doing this and that? But what they actually do, they don't publicize, because they don't want to give them any publicity, and that's just an unwritten rule amongst all of the ruling powers, including the media, in the what is called the Federal Republic of Germany today. So this march that was called by the NPD, at first they had to go to court, you know, to get permission. And they got permission because Germany is considered a democracy, and under their laws, all groups have a right to express themselves. This is in the Constitution, and so the courts uphold it. But they have other laws which condemn or make illegal any kind of references that are positive about the National Socialist Government of Adolf Hitler, the Third Reich. Anything to do with that is positive, it is against the law, because it somehow incites hatred against, I don't know who, but somebody they imagine. So they can convict people on that, but they can't stop them from holding little marches. So they were allowed, the court gave them permission, this NPD group, to do another march through the town of Wunsiedel, where this the Hess family burial plot has been removed. Of course, we all know why they're marching there, but they were not allowed to make any mention of Hess, either directly or indirectly. So we'll continue with this when we get back from our 3-minute break.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making and bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Yeager with the Revisionist Report on this Monday morning. I'm talking about further developments following the removal of the Rudolf Hess family, the family from the grave in Wunsiedel, Germany, because they said it was a meeting place for neo-Nazis and they want to prevent them having any kind of a place to that draws them as a group in their remembrance of the characters of those days. So they applied for a permission to march again in the town, and they had to give them permission. So the court said that they could march, but they could not mention Rudolf Hess in any way or make any connection to him directly or indirectly. And they also gave detailed instructions of what could be carried, for example, the exact dimension of the banners and the wood sticks or handles that they're attached to, and side banners aren't allowed, and so on and so forth. They can't make too much sense out of all of it. They also said no dogs were allowed. I don't know what kind of dogs they were going to bring, but that's probably regular rules. The demonstrators aren't allowed to wear steel-capped boots or shoes, but black and black, white, red, and party flags are allowed because the NPD is a legal political party in Germany. So I found out that the demonstration did take place on Saturday, and I'll tell you a little bit about it in a minute, but a correspondent of mine from Germany had told me, he said, do you know why we decided to demonstrate? And he said, not only because of the desecration, but also because of a shameful of the desecration of the grave removal, but also because of a shameful article in Germany's biggest tabloid, the Bild Zeitung, It was called A Post von Wagner. Well, there's this fellow. Well, he says here, Wagner is a columnist in that paper. He has no journalist degree, but he's just there because he's a conservative and he loves Israel. Well, probably true, because he's not a Jew. I think this Wagner is not a Jew, but he's just one of these Germans that's a very left-wing German who just hates everything that's, you know, purely German. There's a lot of those that got in control in Germany after the war. He says that he writes these infantile articles that are called Post von Wagner, or, you know, something that this from Wagner, something this Wagner has posted in the paper. They're kind of like little essays. And he says he always starts out with dear, whoever he's talking about. Like, he's written his essays on Dear Fukushima, that's the nuclear power plant in Japan, Dear Global Warming, Dear Norway. But in this issue, he wrote about Rudolf Hess's grave, and he didn't use the word dear. He wouldn't say dear. He just said Rudolf Hess, left off the dear. He says, Norman, now this is what he wrote, and this is what this newspaper, a major newspaper in Germany, allowed him to write. He wrote, a grave, this is a translation that my friend sent me, a grave is a place of consolation. No, starts out, normally, Rudolf Hess, normally you belong on the junkyard of history and not in a grave in a graveyard. A grave is a place of consolation, yeah, blah, blah. He says, you know, where we lay flowers and light candles. He says, at your grave, Rudolf Hess, neo-Nazis shouted Heil Hitler. They raised their arms for the Hitler greeting. Millions of gassed Jews have no grave, but Rudolf Hess had a grave. It was placed at an upper Franconian idyll, a lovely landscape, hilly with romantic valleys and woods. In this landscape, the deputy of the greatest murderer of all time was buried. Now, I have to make a comment here. You know, this language, certainly Adolf Hitler was not the greatest murderer of all time. Everybody knows that. But they say it anyway. You know, they say it anyway. Then he goes on in this essay that his bones are now dug up, his bones are now burnt, his ashes were thrown into the sea is great. And he's got great in all caps. I don't know if the relatives of the 6 million Jews who were gassed by the Nazis are now delighted, but I am happy that this swine, he uses that terminology, this swine does not lay any longer in a graveyard. And that's his little short essay that appeared. And my correspondent says, this shameful article is published in a newspaper which 3 to 4 million Germans read daily. Yeah, the Bild is probably the number one paper in Germany, and it's kind of a tabloid. It's not the best paper, but it's most highly read. And then my friend told me later that the leader of the Saxony NPD, National Democratic Party, which is the NPD is an old right-wing party. It's probably the oldest one in Germany. It is very uncompromising. It sticks to its principles. It hasn't, it's not at all pro-Israel or pro-Jewish, or hasn't allowed any of that. At least it's trying not to. And so this party, the leader of the Saxony branch, Holger Apfel, made a complaint to the police about this article and about Wagner, because Wagner is denying Rudolf Hess his human dignity and peace and death. Now, you know, Germany has these laws against defaming the dead and insulting people like that in order to protect minorities and Jews. But they're not applying it to Rudolf Hess. He says, of course, the German courts will turn this complaint down, but imagine if Wagner would have written in the same way about a leftist immigrant Jew. He would have gotten a prison punishment for certain, for incitement of the people. And that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So the double standard is in your face in Germany. Now, I noticed at this, at where this, I looked at where Wagner had written this, essay there in the Bild. And they didn't have any comments. So they didn't allow comments on this one because they knew what kind of comments they would get attacking Wagner. Although there would be comments on the other side too. So they just don't allow that. You know, it's so much for freedom of speech. Now the march took place, and since they were banned from saying a word about Rudolf Hess, the march was officially scheduled as a demonstration against foreign workers. That they're allowed to do. And there's an In Franken website. I don't know if it's, you know, it's a local newspaper, regional website. I think it takes news from several newspapers, local regional newspapers. And it carried a story. That's the only one besides a little notice in another one on the web that somebody sent me this morning. And it says that 250, they call them neo-Nazis. They won't call them demonstrators or just, you know, NPD supporters or anything like that. They always call them neo-Nazis. Well, you might not have been hearing me. I had my microphone turned around. Somehow knocked it. So 250 neo-Nazis gathered on Saturday for a rally in downtown Wunsiedel. Now, I don't think they are allowed to go to the cemetery. They just marched through the downtown. And according to the district office, it was about the dissolution of the grave occasion. Well, that's, you know, this is a Google translation, so it's kind of messed up. What I wanted to point out here is that what they did to the grave the dissolution, or that's how it's translated by the translator. So the word in German is similar to dissolution because it says again later on that Hess's grave was on 21st July has been dissolved after his death. So they use the word dissolve. What does dissolve remind you of? The word that we're using is erased, to erase from history. So, you know, they erase that grave. That fits very well with what the German word that translates into dissolve. And this is, you know, instead of what we've been talking about, desecration, it's really an effort to erase Rudolf Hess, erase all of these people from history, certainly erase any memory of them in physical places in Germany. I've noticed that when I was there. Yet they have monuments to communist leaders from the communist time. And that's supposed to be history. You see, that's okay as history. They leave all those communist monuments in place, but they get rid of anything that is National Socialist, and now they even get rid of people in their graves. Now, at this demonstration, 250 of the NPD people showed up. That's pretty darn good. I don't know if in the United States we could get that many people. There could be gotten that many people for such a type of demonstration because people are so timid in the United States. And this takes a lot of courage in Germany. Now, but they say that there were 50 counter demonstrators who the police had to stop, you know, had to supervise, and by consistent use of intervention powers, they call it. So they had to stop them from intervening and, you know, attacking the demonstrators who were just quietly marching down the street. And there were 300 at a counter demonstration and at a church service nearby. All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 minutes.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager, and I've been talking about the aftermath of the Hess grave dissolution, as they have been translating it from the German. The overall plan is to erase these heroes from history. That is, they are heroes to some people. They have heroic qualities, and they don't want people to have in Germany. They're telling you who is a hero and who isn't, and you cannot decide that for yourself. So in order to stop all this, which they have not been able to stop in 60 or 70 years now, they just have to get rid of every place where people would be reminded, or, you know, where some trace of them might still exist. Now, the hero they want you to have is Klaus von Stauffenberg, who is, somewhat wrongly, set forth as the leader of the, Valkyrie plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler in 1944. This is the hero, you know. They've got monuments about him all over. That's what you need to think. Now, this is, I would say, when you have communist monuments, but you cannot have monuments of any kind that are about the Third Reich, then this is totalitarian control of society. Think about that. That we have another example going on here now. And if you want to but before I go on to the next one, I want to say that if you want to comment on this, either pro or con, I invite you to call in and give your view at 1-800-313-9443. Now comes this nonsense that the anti-immigrant debate will fuel lone nutcases to carry out extremist acts like happened at Oslo last week, Was it just last week? Things are going so fast, it's hard to keep track. Let me see if I've got a, no. What about the growth of foreign populations, Hamas, et cetera, in Germany? What is that meaning for Germans? Asking that question would be sensible, showing that this has nothing to do with saving lives. What am I talking about here? Talking about the immigration issue would be sensible, but they want to stop speech like this because they say it's going to fuel, violence. The violence comes from the immigrants coming into a country themselves. The violence comes from conflicting cultures within a country. Now, this Oslo story, I have noticed that one thing that everyone writes about it from their personal point of view and their political position or their political persuasion. Very few people seem to be rising above and looking at it from a wider, non-personal perspective. I've not seen, or maybe I haven't noticed before, how lacking in imagination, judgment, intellect, and honesty many of our people are. Those who are not our people are even worse, of course. But Christians are making sure that we know he was not a Christian, but a Freemason and a Zionist, or maybe a Christian Zionist. Jews and Zionists call him a Christian. Leftists call him a Christian, but also a racist and a neo-Nazi. So if you're a right-winger, you're calling him he's not a Marxist. He's against Marxism. But if you're a right-winger, you're calling him an Israel lover. But some right-wingers are becoming Israel lovers, too. So the whole thing is growing rather confused. And what we have is, I think, more and more balkanization, more and more breakdown, more and more splintering of our ideas. And it's very hard to get a lot of people together on one side. That's why I say even amongst what I put in quotes, our people, I see so many different viewpoints on this issue. And it's probably instructive. We need to know what people are really thinking and how people are really going to respond to events as they happen. Now, I want to bring out that some of the repercussions of the Oslo story are to this crackdown on the right wing. On July 27th, Der Spiegel ran a story called After Norway, EU Declares Fight Against Right-Wing Extremism. And naturally, the EU, since Breivik pointed out what is wrong with the EU and what is wrong in Europe, the EU is going to fight back. So Der Spiegel writes, Der Spiegel is just a left-wing German publication that came out started right after the end of World War II. They're totally left wing, totally in the hands of the globalists, you might say, absolutely. So they write, while a number of populist groups initially spoke out against such violence, two right wing leaders have since defended part of the ideology behind the massacre. Now here's what they call defending, two right wing leaders. The first one is someone named Stephen Lennon, who is head of the English Defense League. Now, they're not talking about in Germany necessarily. They're talking about in Europe. All right, well, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and I invite you to call in at 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Gentlemen, this is Carolyn Yeager. Welcome back to the program. And I am talking about totalitarianism and using as my second example the aftermath of the Oslo massacre and the reaction of the EU and the European globalist hierarchy. Now, I was saying that they mentioned in Der Spiegel two right-wing leaders who were defending the ideology of Breivik. Now, they also point out that Germany's Social Democratic Party, which is very left-wing, is even, they make it sound like center, they call it center-left, but center-left in their language is very left to us in the United States, and center-right is Merkel's party. Angela Merkel, her party is supposed to be center-right. It's not right at all. It's also left. So in order to have anything that's even somewhat right, you have to go to what they call the extreme right. And everything that's right of Merkel's party is considered the extreme right and dangerous. So but the Social Democrats are even blaming Thilo Sarrazin, a social democrat who wrote a book, I think his name is pronounced Thilo Sarrazin, and he is a social democrat himself. But he wrote a book detailing the problems Muslim immigration was bringing to Germany. Famous book now, became a bestseller. He titled it, in translation, Germany Does Away With Itself. And it's made a big impression. But now they're saying, well, books like his, people like him, you know, play a part in causing people like Anders Breivik to do what they did. That is so far-fetched. They're right there, is saying, we're going to control what everybody says so nobody can even have a thought that we don't want them to have. Now, these two right-wing leaders that Der Spiegel refers to as defending part of Breivik's ideology are really ridiculous. I mean, one is Stephen Lennon, leader of the English Defense League, which is a far-right British group to which Breivik has claimed ties. This is in the article. And the attacks prove the desperation of those with populist leanings in Europe. Well, the English Defense League is very pro-Jewish, very pro-Israel. So it's criticized a lot by other right-wing British parties. And he has said, who knows what he said. But it's the AP said it's a ticking time bomb. If they don't give that frustration and anger a platform as such and a way of getting emotion out in a democratic way, it will create monsters like this lunatic. Oh, well, that is what this Stephen Lennon said from the English Defense League. He said, we have to be able to talk about these things. Otherwise, we will have monsters like this lunatic, Breivik. That's what he's saying. He's calling him a lunatic. So he's not supporting him. That's all he said, I guess, because that's all they quoted. So it's ridiculous to say that he's defending part of his ideology, really. But he is saying that it should be able to be spoken about. I guess that's defending it. Now, a member of Italy's, the other person that they refer to, is Italy's Northern League party, which is also a Jew-friendly party, a Jew-friendly right-wing party. And the populist junior partner in Berlusconi's government went as far as, now this is a part, this is, you know who this guy is? He's a member of the European Parliament from Italy. That's all he is. He's a member of the European Parliament from Italy. But he's a member of Berlusconi's party, and which he went as far as praising some. Well, no, he's in Berlusconi's government, but he's a member of the Northern League party. But you know, if you don't have a majority, which mostly they don't usually get majorities in Europe, you have to bring in people from other parties to help you as part of your government in order to get their support, so you can have a majority. So that's how this works. So this Mario Borghesio went as far as, according to Der Spiegel, praising some of Breivik's ideas. In an interview with the radio station, he said, some of the ideas he expressed are good, barring the violence. Some of them are great. Well, this is one guy who's outspoken. He's willing to say things like that. I think some of his ideas that he expressed are very good, too. But I'm not a member of the European Parliament, you know, in a party, so I don't get quoted and I don't get in trouble for it, but he's in trouble for it. Well, that's all that amounts to, but this according to Der Spiegel is a big threat from the right wing who are somehow supporting Breivik. But I want to point out, and I think I have a caller, I have two callers, so in just a second let me point out that Breivik is being held in isolation just as Rudolf Hess was held in isolation. Think about that. I don't like this idea, the way they're holding Breivik in isolation for 8 weeks, because this is not transparency. You know, I brought this up before, but it might not have been on this program. We need transparency. We need to see and hear this guy, but they're so afraid of his ideas that they say the way to punish him is not to let him be heard, because that's why he did it. He did it to be heard. So, yeah, and this makes sense to a lot of people, but it doesn't make sense for a democracy, because everybody, we need to know what's going on. And with this fellow held in isolation, they can do anything. They can convince him of anything. They can drug him with anything. They can, they're doing their mental health tests on him and so on. Not a word comes out except what the police reveal to the media. You know, how does that, you know how that works. So, you know, in a democracy, the people are supposed to be trusted to make judgments from a position of having all the facts. That's what democracy means. But, of course, we don't live in a real democracy, so don't kid yourself about that. They tell us what we can believe, not only in Europe, but in North America also. They tell us what we can think. They tell us what's off base by demonizing all those who would be saying such things. They must keep information from us on the grounds that we cannot handle it. That's exactly what they're doing. They can't allow Breivik anything that he says to be heard by the people, because the people can't handle it. They might agree with him, you know? And then what would that mean? That means we'd all become mass murderers. You see, that's the crazy thinking. So you can't decide, or you might not decide what they have already decided for us. You see, we might not decide the way they want us to decide. And this is how they operate all the time. And you all should know that, but it's good to be reminded. All right, I have another story, if need be, but I want to take my calls. I have a call from Steve in Chicago. Hi, Steve.
Ellen, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. This thing about this Anders Breivik, one of the most infuriating things, they have a Jewish writer. His name is Henrik Broder. He lives in Germany, and he said, you know, of course he's trying to stir up an Islamic-Christian war. And what he wrote, he says, the blonde woman would rather be raped than fight back. Now, I think that's a very nasty, vile, base thing to say about...
Now, I missed that. This Broder, he's a German, and he wrote for who? Where did he write this?
Well, he wrote that in Die Welt.
Okay, the blonde... what's his overall theme that he's talking about, that he would say
he's
the blonde
a Jew,
woman would rather
he
be
is
raped?
A Jew. He's a Dutch Jew. He's Germanized, and he's always trying to stir up an anti-Islamic feeling, just like that guy, what's his name, in Holland. I'm trying to think of his name.
Geert Wilders.
Yeah. And so this guy, he makes a I guess it's an allegorical, figurative analogy. Well, the white woman doesn't want to fight the Arabs. She'd rather be raped because it's more pleasurable. There's some things that they didn't bring up. I'm going to quote from Bilden Spiegel here, actually, translated. Breivik was a follower of John Stuart Mill, and he wrote On Liberty, which was a limey philosopher. And this was Twittered the 17th of July. He said, a man with a belief has more power than 100,000 people who are disinterested. He goes on, his idols were Winnie Churchill.
Well, Steve, you know, Breivik wasn't a follower. Well, you know, Breivik listed a number of writers that he liked, and John Stuart Mill was one of them.
Sure.
And I don't think we should make so much about, you know, what these writers said and then apply it to Breivik as though that was his exact philosophy.
But on Breivik's Facebook site, he had Winnie Churchill as a hero, and also anti-Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, that Facebook site, there's been a lot of question whether that was... How authentic that was, in which version, because he had a Facebook site for quite a while, but then after his action, that came down and another one went up in its place. And we have to, and then it came down. So now there's nothing there. So you have to know which one he had that went Churchill on and stuff. But I think he was a fan of Winston Churchill for sure.
Sure. And he was
So are you trying to connect him with the British? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, it could be, because I'm going to get down to he wrote, read, or recommended 1984 Orwell. But he also was a Kafka fan. The Process, the name of that book. This was out of the Financial Times Deutschland. But going back to that other source, he also, according to, I don't know if the site's been manipulated, his Facebook or not, but Adam Smith, Prosperity of Nations. This man had a strong bent towards the Limeys. And he didn't care what kind of atrocities Limeys committed. And there's something wrong with a Nordic that goes along with that. And anybody that would, be on the same side of Henrik Broder, he quoted Henrik Broder, too. And Henrik Broder was in the manifesto. There's something very wrong with this guy.
Well, there have been connections that are now being made between Breivik and, and in Britain. And the Norwegians have been allies of the United Kingdom of Britain for pretty strong for a long time, basically, you know. So I don't know, but you know, there's so much going, so much rumor and stuff that, you know, I tend to take everything with a grain of salt until it's more, you know, more clearly shown. But you want to make that connection with the Limeys. Okay. Thank you for that. Steve, I appreciate the call. I hope I didn't interrupt you too much. And let's take Barry from California. I've never heard Barry before. Hi, Barry.
Good morning, Carolyn. First time calling you in. You know, Hungarian George, that used to have a show on this, on RBN?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know him. I don't listen, but I have heard Hungarian George in the past, and so that's my familiarity with him. It goes back a little ways.
He's been talking about World War II, the history, on Rick Adams' show on Fridays, and he mentioned about Rudolf Hess, that he was getting ready to come over to the United States. He was in Germany, and he saw him, and Rudolf Hess waved at him. At first, he didn't know who he was. He was in a building, and George said that, you know, how Berlin was divided in four parts.
Wait a minute. When was this that George saw Rudolf Hess and he waved to him?
Somewhere. I don't know if it was in Berlin or in Germany.
Yeah, but when? What year?
It was in the... When he was captured and they had him as a prisoner, the English and the American and the French and the Russians.
Oh, when he was in Spandau prison?
Yes. He passed through there coming over to the United States. And at first, he didn't know who was waving at him. Then he realized it was Rudolf Hess. He was telling the story. And I think he'd be a good guest on your show. In the future, he was there. He talked about when he was in school, when he was in elementary school in Hungary. He went to a Catholic school, and the priest was teaching class, and these guys came in, these military guys came in, was talking to him, grabbed his the thing they wear around their neck, the white part, and stuffed it in his mouth and threw him out the window, the second story. There's so many stories that George could tell, and he
George has a lot of stories. That is true. I enjoyed listening to George.
He talked a lot against the communists, that was the problem. It's the communists, the Jews, the Zionist Jews. He tells the real story on what was going on back there, and I just think he has something to bring, you know, to the plate. To look at.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Barry. Thanks for the call. I'll think about that. let me go on to my other story while I still have a little bit of time here to do it. And that is about neo-Nazi children that the Der Spiegel is also talking about. And this story came out like 2 days before the Anders Breivik massacre in Oslo. And this is an ongoing theme in Der Spiegel about the threat from the right wing. And their writing said summer vacation has arrived in Germany. Many children are being raised in neo-Nazi families, whose activities can include camping, survival training, and trips on horseback with children of other neo-Nazis. More and more families of Germany's right-wing extremist scene are coming to organize their vacations and free time along ideological lines. You know, this is all, you know, there are not very many of these people in the first place, but they make a big deal out of them. Now, you know, my comment, gee, what about the ideological summer camp in Oslo that the Labour Party politicians' children were attending that ended in horror? I don't see anybody saying, why were these young people brought into a summer camp that was all about politics and being trained ideologically to be left-wing politicians? I don't think anyone will criticize that ideology. And this summer camp, the one in Oslo for the Labour Party, has been traditional, I read, for many, many years. I mean, it's been going on. So they do this, but it's not considered anything threatening. But as soon as if they can tie in neo-Nazi families going to some little camps of their own. And you know what they call neo-Nazi families? As I said, anybody who's on the right or a member of a right-wing party is called that in Germany and in Der Spiegel. Now they go on to say that, they're going to scare the Germans. On a holiday weekend in late June, several former instructors, I can't believe I've come to the end of my time here. Wow. All right. Well, we'll be back in 3 minutes for our conclusions, ladies and gentlemen.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back, and we're going to finish up the program here with this story that I'm telling you about from Der Spiegel, which is, I've got to the part where we're talking about, the whole thing is about youth, politically oriented youth camps for youngsters in the summer, and why the ones for the right wing are dangerous and the ones for the left wing children are not dangerous, and they're perfectly all right. Now, this far-right youth organization, they call it, which was called German Youth, translates to German Youth Faithful to the Homeland, and with the acronym HDJ, was banned in 2009 by German officials for seeking to indoctrinate children with racist and National Socialist ideology. I told you in the beginning of the program that they have a laws in Germany that everybody has free speech unless it's about National Socialism or the Third Reich. Then it's not. That's not allowed. So they can do this. Now, it says that several former instructors of this group wanted to gather one more time with their charges at a camp somewhere. And they found one and they had it set up. But the police found out about it, or the government or whatever, and the police blocked the planned reunion and turned the children back. So this doesn't do these children any good to be treated this way as criminals by the police. But I will say again that the Labour Party in Norway champions and supports Muslims and other third world immigration into Norway and Europe, and that is perfectly acceptable. Again, and those children can be indoctrinated into that philosophy. But right-wing youth who are faithful to their homeland, these others are not faithful to their homeland. Faithful to their homeland are dangerous. And that's also considered child abuse to be teaching them that, to be faithful to their homeland. So this is the political ideology that is dominant and in total power in Europe today under the European Union. Now, the article goes on to say that such trends have led some to call for state intervention. This is the part I want to get to. You know, they want to be able to go into these families and take these children away. A prevention expert named Gunter Hoffman is quoted as saying, if ideological influence reaches such proportions that it can threaten children's well-being, state or civic bodies are obliged to look into the situation. Now, they go on to say that, listen to this, the article says, in 2010, a member of an anarchist anti-fascist group. Now listen, anarchist anti-fascist group in Freiburg, this is the kind of evidence they use, wrote on the left-wing platform Indie Media, that means a forum, an Indie Media internet forum, just somebody who's an anarchist writing on a forum about a mother who supposedly baked cakes with SS symbols on them and sewed swastika flags with her children. This is supposed to be an example of what these of the danger of these right wingers. And then it says a teacher also wrote about a family in which the children were forced to address their parents as Mr. Father and Mrs. Mother. This is propaganda from Der Spiegel. It doesn't say that the teacher said they were National Socialists or anything. It just said that there were some parents who did this, and we don't know whether to believe that teacher or not. So you know, these are examples of how you have to be very careful when you're taking in this information and look at where it's coming from. Mostly, it's absolutely meaningless. Well, I don't understand why I'm coming to an end already. It seems a little early, but it looks like we are. So I will have to say goodbye for today. And please come back again tomorrow. We're going to be talking about, what am I going to be talking about? Germany. Again, so long.
The next round of